tech support. This is Karen. How can I help you?
Okay, Karen, let's try this again.
Okay.
That's ticket 6610.
Yep, let me get to the port. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. I'm clicking refresh.
Okay.
All right, they're both up. Port 5 is synced at the 19.999. Oh, but it's only attainable of 18, so something's still not right there.
Okay.
And 6 is synced at 19, attainable of 19. But you know what? Let me bring the group down and bring it back up, because sometimes, you know, when you guys do work out there, that kind of refreshes it again. So let me do that too.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
Sure.
All right, so I just turned the ports down. I'm going to turn them back up. Now we'll wait for them to reboot. Still rebooting.
Okay, I show both are up now.
Okay, yeah, so, yep, they're both up.
Okay.
So the first one again is synced at 18, attainable of 19. See how it changed?
Okay.
Because before it was 19, attainable of 18. So that's.
Okay.
And what was the second one? Let's see, port 6. And 19.9 and 19.3.
Okay. So is that one good then, or?
And the second one now has a higher attainable. I mean, a higher sync than it's attainable. So there's really something going on there. The sync rate is great, but the attainable should be a little higher.
Okay, so you have to bear with me here. I'm going to take it down.
Oh, the plane just shut on me. Hold on. Okay.
Well, it's down. I'm going to switch it over to the other one because there's two tickets here.
Oh, Steve. Okay.
So I want you to sync that one up. So just give me like 3 minutes. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Back.
Okay, so I saw there's 5 and 6 go down. Okay, so I saw 5 and 6 go down, and you're saying it now should sync on the other two ports, the 31 and the 32, right?
Yeah, that ticket number is
11.
611. Yep.
Yep.
But it hasn't sunk up yet. I just turned it on, so give me two
seconds. Okay, perfect.
these up.
Still not sync yet.
Yeah, I see. Okay, now it just synced.
Okay.
Now they're both up.
Okay. I see 31. Let me see. So 31 is synced at 19.9, attainable 21.
Okay.
And 32 is sync at 15, attainable 16. So see there, the sync is perfect. Because the sync is lower than the attainable, which it should be. Attainable should always be higher. So both ports on here sync fine, but on the other one it didn't. Remember, the sync was high. Higher than the attainable.
I got you. So this is what I came across. So I came out here first thing this morning. I tested these pairs. They were perfectly clean. I saw the modem. I'm like, that's interesting. Came out to the terminal, tested back. Good and clean. So I gave it back to Barry. He was telling me that it was only syncing at 1 or 2.
Yep. When I had him this morning. Yep. It was syncing at 1 point on 31 and 32, which is the one you're on now, was synced only at 1.6 attainable of 2 and 1.8 attainable of 2. Yep.
Okay. So to make a long story short, I did nothing except tried 2 other pairs. And you were telling me, one sank up, the other one didn't. So I fooled around with the wires. Oh, the other one's sinking, now the other one isn't. So I really didn't do anything. I put everything back to the original. These are the original pairs. So what I'm going to do now is hook up a customer and go from there.
Okay, and see what he got.
I still have a feeling that either these dips need to be changed or some kind of profile adjustment. I don't know, but give me 2 seconds. I gotta take off my modem and hook up the customer. I'll be right back.
Okay. And then we got to hook up 5 and 6 too, because the customer has 2 DSL lines. Oh, yeah, not there.
I got the 1-0 hooked up. I'm going to work on the 11 if you want to take a look at that 1-0. I would give it a couple minutes for it to sync up, but those are connected. Okay.
All right. Perfect.
Okay, I'm back and everything is hooked up.
Okay.
Not synced up yet. Karen?
Yeah. The first, okay, so 5 and 6, port 5 is synced at 17.3, attainable is 17.9. So see, it dropped from what it was on the other two ports already.
Okay.
And the second one is synced at 19.2, attainable of 19.1. So something's going on with the pairs or something at that location. Like, why is
it's
it...
Not-
If you're taking the ports that you're using on pairs, I'm just going to use numbers 3 and 4 and putting them on pairs 1 and 2, and there's a difference, there has to be something with the pairs, no? I'm just logically thinking.
Well, no, because so I'm right at the terminal pair, so now I just hooked up the drop, and the drop is literally like 300 feet. 400 feet. I mean, it's a long drop.
Oh, to the house.
Right now.
Okay, so now we're thinking it might be a distance issue. So now the other two, 31 and 32, the first one is synced at 16, attainable 17.
Okay.
And the second port is 14, attainable 15. Now, if it's a distance issue, yeah, we could adjust that profile.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that 400 feet is going to really make that big of a difference. I'm not really privy on all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm just a cable guy. I really don't know my distances. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I'm always asking people, you know, oh, I'm 4,000 feet. Is this going to work with a 30 meg? Yeah, I'm always asking because I just don't. I mean, I honestly don't mean to sound sarcastic, but. Doesn't matter to me. If I have a trouble on a cable pair, I find it, I fix it, and I go on my way.
Okay, so we have two other profiles. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna so one the max rate is 16, the second one is 18, and the one that they're on is 20. Because usually, so they're probably on a 30, so they make it 40. Okay, so if they're on a 30, I'm gonna put them down to the. Let's start at the 18 and see if it makes a difference. 18 will give them 36 because if we give them 30, they're never going to get 30. So you give them a little bit above 30. You know what I'm saying?
I get you. Yep.
No, yeah. So let me change that bonding group on it. So 5 and 6, I'm going to change the bonding group to the other one and see if that makes a difference. Because what also happens if it is a distance issue, when you lower the profile, it makes the line more reliable, if you want to say. So,
okay.
In other words, if you have it at 20 and the customer's never going to go above 15, it's going to keep trying to go to 20, and that causes issues on the line. So we try to put it closer to where they're actually sinking,
and
to try to stabilize it.
And somebody explained that to me a long time ago, and it kind of like. Out of my mind because I don't think about it, but now that you say that, I remember somebody saying that to me.
Let me adjust both of them because it kind of, like I said, it more stabilizes the profile on the line itself, so it doesn't, as we say, it would cause the line to keep retraining. It's going to keep retrying to go out there. I could get more. Let me get more. Let me get more. Let me get more. And it just causes lags and slowdowns on the line, issues on the line, errors on the line. So. All right,
gotcha.
So I changed both of them now. So let's see. It might. They're probably going to have to reboot. So no, not them. They're going to reboot. I mean, because I adjusted them.
Okay.
So let's see what we got now. 5, 6. So now I put them on the 18, down from the 20, right? So now they're synced at 17, the first one, 0.0, and they're attainable of 17.5. So that's better. See, it's more stabilized.
Gotcha. Okay.
Let's see, 6. 6 is synced up at 17.9, attainable of 18.8. That looks much more improved than what the other one. There was minimal, space between those. Let's see, 31 and 32. So 31 is synced at 16.1, attainable of 17.6, so that's better.
Good.
And the second one is synced up at 13. See, that one's really low. 13, attainable of 14.6. I mean, the numbers are good comparison, but that one's still very low, because if all the other ones could get 17 and 16, why is this one only getting 13?
Now, let me ask you something kind of like a different question here. What is the difference between Occam and Meta? Now, would these work on the Meta?
The meta
Or are
is
they
the
a different?
switch.
Okay,
The meta,
because I know that they.
I don't think meta really has, I could be stating this wrong. Meta doesn't really have anything per se to do with Occam. Meta kind of is like the overlay, I think, on the Occam to that supplies the dial tone. Meta is the switch for dial
Okay.
tone.
Okay.
Does this custom do these customers have phone?
One of I did see a phone number on one of them. And I saw that they're still on the old Occam, and I know because I'm the one that spliced them in, there's Meta, but I didn't know if that's something that should be changed over or not. I mean, I don't know. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Barry, tell him what I found,
Right.
and whatever he wants to do, I'm going to leave it kind of up to him.
Which one was this?
Because
Doran, right?
the last name?
647? Yeah,
Yeah.
647. Okay. I
Yeah.
just want to see
Yeah.
something. I'm gonna go look at the plant. Hold on one second.
647. Yeah, Durham. Yep. I'm just going to put you on
Okay. So
speakerphone really
yeah,
quickly.
this is not. No, they are on Meta, Vernon Cross end.
Well, they're cross-connected to the Occam, though.
Yes, they should be, 'cause this person has phone. So let's see which one the phone is on. The phone is on port 6. Oh, that's on that one, 5 and 6. So that one was okay. But yeah, see, like the records are wrong in the records are wrong in iView for the DSL side, because the one that's on the 5 or the 6, the one that the phone is on should also be on this one too, and it's not. So there's records wrong. That doesn't mean that the wiring out there is wrong. It just means that records are wrong.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say that. I was going to say that I
Yeah.
traced these out, and I found them where IView told me to find them. So,
Right. Yep. Exactly.
now, honestly, I'm kind of lost with what you just said
Yeah,
there.
and then the one 31 and 32, there's no phone on that. The one with port 5 and 6, there's phone on port 6.
Okay.
So
Okay.
it has DSL on it, but that one's okay. That one syncs up at 17.9, attainable at 18. It's the 31 32 where there is no phone. It's straight DSL. There's nothing on there. And again, those records weren't changed in iView to reflect Meta, which is wrong. I mean, it's right. It's on the right records, but our records are wrong.
But out in the
So.
field, what I'm supposed to see in iView, I'm seeing. So
Yes. Yes.
that's
Absolutely.
correct. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So let me give Barry a call, give him an update what's going on, and I'm going to leave it up to him to do what he wants to do.
Okay. All right,
thanks
perfect.
A lot, Karen. Appreciate
You're all welcome.
Today.
You're welcome, Bill.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay.